So I sits down, and you know, he gets down to the bottom of the scale, and there was a lassie's yard there where they used to have Nessie and the sex life at lassies to lock up. Just as he was going through that door, I just got slid a bit corner and I just let him have it. And instead of hitting him like he had top of the door, and I jump open, I bolt it out. So I collars me hat and I collars sweeping brush and I throw it over into Will Diesel field in the hall. And he comes out and he says, "I'll remember you tomorrow morning, Davis." And I said, "Yes, but the old devil is not there." And I never was there. I called me up. And I told my grandfather, and he went down to him and was going to fetch him up for what he'd abused me. But the whole thing settled down, and he was superintendent of Sunday School, you know, and he sent Yana to up sometimes to try to tie me to Sunday School to get me go back to school, but I never went. I went up on the farm work. I went about farms and helped them to hoe turnips and get their hay in and harvest and gather daddies and martins, and I went and hired. I hired a fellow called Jimmy Parker at Bogalow, my first shop, Plunton, for £8.10. And it was a guy good shop and hours that lay. I stopped 2 years, I should have stopped long a bit. I don't know what made me leave. And I left there, I went to Brisky Hill at Carlisle, and then I come back for there after being 6 months at Heskett to Plunton Horn. I stopped there a year, somewhere went around, lasses began to steal money out of her, purses it. And Heskett checked a lot on his net a clean sweep out. So I went from there to Telford to Steeny Beck. And I never stopped there 6 months, and then I got hired near the ham here. I lived with that fella that I was telling you about. It was always drunk across the yard here for 15 months, and then he sold up. So I stopped on with landlord, he come and take the shop over. I was with him 16 years and a half. There was another farmer down the road, he had a farm, Willie Teasel. He had 2 farms down there. It was a big carry on, a lot of land, you know. And he used to keep 2 lassies. It was a rough shop. Well, he didn't keep his lasses but a while, and the birth left the yard to him. So he went to Carlisle Saturday morning to hire a lass. And he come across a fellow they called Tom Latimer. And this Tom Latimer had lived with him as a servant, you see, for a bit. And he told him like he was after a lass. And Tom says, "No, I have Jan, it'll just suit it. Left with hers, but he says she's getting over all and wants so much money, we can't afford it." And he says, "I'll just put you on top onto her." And he says, "Right off." He says, "She goes out to Hot Whistle in the car Alice Kennedy." All right, so Tom went and Diesel went and he hired her, and then he come here and he went to Pier and he hired another lass like she, for a pair of the younger like, and she was just as rather a soppy, deaf sort of a lass. But anyhow, time went over and they come to Teasel's and you know, they got to go into dances and funk and socials and sick like in village, and I got to know Alice Kennedy. And by God, you know, I fell in love with her. And I started courting her. Well, I courted on with her for about 2 years and she kind of talked as if she wanted to leave like Diesel. She was getting fed up with it because after the first half year she was there, they did away with the Alas and she did out work herself. So I thought, well, I didn't want to just lose seat on her. I thought she got out of the district, I'd maybe lost her altogether. And I thought, I wondered if she would like to wait. So, whatever the walk out, the answer to the date, you know, past the loading. And I thought, well, here goes, I'll fire the bullet. So I talked to her, told her a bit like, and she got on about leaving again, and I asked her if she'd any notion to get wedded. And that was a bit of a shock to her, like, for it to start like. She said, well, I didn't know, like, but she said, I'll let ask me mother. And of course, she couldn't stop her. I was 26 and she was 23. And, oh, well, I says, how are you going on at weekend? I says, and see what your mother said. And so Mrs. Steele let her off at weekend, and she went and saw her mother, and she come back. And she said, aye, she said it was all right if I had gotten all over 8 man. We had to be thrown over the bucket church for 3 times. So we settled it down until the 11th of November, and she told Mrs. Teasel, and Mrs. Teasel would make the wedding breakfast the reasoning in, you see.